So this past Friday, I had the opportunity to see my cousin, Ryan Held, swim at the Pro Series in Westmont just this past Friday. And it was super cool because I'd actually never gotten the opportunity to go out and see him in action. And it was just super cool because I also got to sit next to his father, Randy, and he just really kind of filled me in, you know, like the background stuff, all that kind of goes into Ryan's preparations for the race, just kind of all the behind scenes things with the other swimmers, and just it's amazing amount of the effort and work that goes in to be at the top in the swimming world. And for example, Randy was telling me just about how they're getting close to the Olympic trials, and so Ryan's basically cutting down. All he does is wake up 6 o'clock, swim 2 hours, do weights, eat, take a nap, swim again in the afternoon, and then go to sleep early and sleep, you know, 8 to 10 hours. And he does this day after day after day. And, you know, his diet is watched. You know, there's all these trainers watching what he does. And then, you know, in the pool, there's plenty of coaches just, you know, getting ready to comment on just any little thing with his stroke. And so I had got to catch him and see the final for the 50 meter. And the crazy thing about it was he just had just the smallest kind of slip on his start. And that was the difference between, you know, having a potential getting a first and finishing in fifth place. And the difference between fifth place and fourth place, he got fifth place, was 1/100th of a second. And that's just crazy. Like, you can't imagine. I can't even think of, you know, what that looks like. It's probably the distance of that in the race, just that small. 1/100th of a second was the difference between fourth place for him. And just kind of in reflection of these gospel, this idea of this play of light and darkness, I was just kind of thinking about how the light is just so focused on all these swimmers that everything they do is under the light. You know, when it comes to recording the final touch, and especially in the Olympic trials, there's 4 or 5 cameras just taking all the different angles to make sure they figure out who the winner is. And their whole life is kind of under the watch and light of their coaches and all these trainers. And I was just thinking, it's amazing, you know, the things they're able to accomplish because of this. But the reality of the matter is, when it comes to our life of faith, you know, often we prefer the darkness. We're afraid of the light because when we let light into our life, when we let Christ's example shine into light, when we see how our life might be, what we realize is that there's a certain disorganization, there's a certain disorder in our own lives, and it's kind of convicting and kind of scary. And so often we want to close out the light, and just kind of remain in our own darkness. But the reality of the matter is that what God is calling us to, he has done himself. You know, God so loved the world that he sent his only son, you know, not that it might be condemned, because the reality is that in our own original sin, in our own personal sin, we were found condemned, and he comes to our condition, he comes to where we're at, because he wants to pull us out of it. He wants to lead us to light. And as I was thinking about this gospel and just the amount of work, you know, swimmers do and other professional athletes do to be the best in their field to win that crown that is perishable. Just imagine if we put just a touch more effort in the living out of our faith, if we spent just a little bit more time, the amazing things that could happen in this world. And so today I wear this rose because we have a participation in that joy is to come through our baptisms. We participate in the resurrection. And, you know, the challenges that lie ahead of us, the kind of moving away from this darkness, we don't have to do it alone. Christ has gone through the sufferings of this world in order that death might not be the end, but we might have a share of his life eternal. And the thing is, if men and women in sports, through their own kind of determination, their own will, are able to do incredible, amazing things in the world of sports, just imagine what we could accomplish with the grace of God and not on our own human efforts. You know, we could change the world. We could bring peace. We could, you know, help reign in this kingdom. And just it's just amazing the things that could happen if we just cooperated a little bit more with God's will. And so if swimmers, you know, at the top of the swimming world are able to devote their lives to closing in on 1/100th of a second, what are we doing to close in on eternity?